All right, Carlos, city number three of this four-city tour. Welcome to Denver, Colorado. You know, Jim Leland went into the Hall of Fame this year. He managed here for 1 year. He had a three-year contract. He did 1 year here, and he goes, I'm good. This is a tough place to manage. Your experience knowing this place, what are you expecting about managing in this ballpark?
Yeah, no lead is safe. You know, it doesn't matter if you're up four, down five. You got to play every pitch, every at-bat. You got to go out there and compete, and you got to try to lock it down as much as possible. Because, like I said, crazy things happen in this ballpark. And, I've been through some games where up four in the ninth and you come out of the wrong side of things. And then I've been in games where you're down four or three going in the ninth and we ended up celebrating after the game. So it's a different place here, but I think everybody's familiar with it.
It seems like a place, is it maybe you send a pitcher who might be struggling, keep him in a little longer because it might just be a Colorado thing and not a performance thing? Or how have you seen maybe Aaron Boone manage when you were here as his bench coach?
Yeah, no, you manage every game depending on what you have available and, you know, how many, you know, matchups and pitches and things like that and how guys look in certain days. You try to stay consistent as much as possible and don't try to overreact or overthink, at times. So you just got to let it play out and use the pieces that you have available that day.
Luis Severino, I think he said that he almost signed with the Colorado Rockies, but he's making his first appearance, first start ever in this ballpark. I know you guys got him here a couple of days early. What have the conversations with him been like about pitching here?
Yeah, I don't want, honestly, like, let him be himself. Like, don't try to put too much in his head. Just go out there, use your strength, attack hitters, stay on the attacks. Don't overthink it, because at the end of the day, it's baseball, and we're in a different ballpark here, but you can just try to change who you are, and then because then things can go the wrong way. So you just basically stay consistent with our routine, with his routine, just go out there and be yourself.
Quietly, the last month or so since Starling Marte has been out, just the defense in right field from Tyrone Taylor. I was looking the other day. He is the most defensive run saved of anybody in baseball in right field, and he's only played 40 games. What have you seen from him covering all that ground?
Things that we knew, the type of player when we acquired him. I remember talking to David. He was pretty familiar with him since the days with the Brewers. And not only in right field, this guy can play all three outfield positions, and he's gotten a lot of playing time because of the Marte injury. And we've seen it make some plays that at times he made it look very, very easy, and they're not as easy as he makes it look, especially going in the gap. We've seen it when he goes up in the wall and rubs some homers, coming in baseballs. His arm is really good. This is a good player. And the good thing about him is he stays ready all the time, whether he's in the lineup or not. He comes to the ballpark with a mindset that I'm going to contribute today, and that's good to have.
When you have something like that, defense and metrics, how often do you go back and look and say, wow, that was impressive. He did cover a lot more ground than I thought. Because sometimes in the heat of the game, just a guy runs a ball down in the gap. But over a course of a month or so, it turned into some help.
Yeah, look, and it's not like we're running back and saying, I usually the next day I'll ask outfield coach Antoine Richards and say, what was the catch probability? What was the first step? What was the route there? And we'll have those conversations. But, the eye test will tell you, like, I don't think you need to know and go back and look at the numbers pretty much when he's going out there and making plays that you're going like, wow, that's a pretty good play there. So, yeah.
And then finally on Edwin, only 14 pitches yesterday. Is he available today?
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yep, you got it.